Environmentalists in Western Australia have vowed to continue their fight against a uranium mine, which they say would threaten microscopic creatures called stygofauna, which live in the local ground. The Supreme Court in Perth has dismissed a legal challenge to the mine brought by the state's Conservation Council. The council is now examining legal options and calling on the Commonwealth to block the project. I spoke to our reporter in Perth, David Webber, after the court hearing. David, this mine has been around a very long time. What's the background to this particular case?
Well, this is an element of the Conservation Council taking on what was the environmental approval for the mine that happened in the dying days of the Barnett government, the Environment Minister Albert Jacobs' decision to allow the mine to go ahead in the face of EPA advice, because the Environmental Protection Authority had said that there were these several species of stygofauna, these shrimp-like microscopic beings that live underground, that would be threatened. And the Conservation Council has said that any species should not be allowed to be made extinct by a decision by government. That's what the EPA is there for, because people might say, well, microscopic beings, who cares? And they might be in lots of other places. There doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence that these stygofauna species are in other parts of Western Australia. That wasn't something that was being tackled today. There were quite a few technical points that were being addressed. The Chief Justice, no less, was asked to do a judicial review of the Environment Minister's decision, and he's knocked it out of court. But that isn't the end of the fight from the Conservation Council's point of view, because they said outside court they're going to continue the fight, and they called on the federal government to sort of take a stand against it. This is some of what the Conservation Council's director, Piers Verstegen, had to say.
We've shown through this legal challenge the state assessment was fundamentally flawed. And we are now saying to the Commonwealth government, you cannot accept this shonky assessment that was done under the Barnett government. You need to do your own assessment. And you need to ensure that there's no approval that causes extinction at Yeelirrie.
So that's the Conservation Council's view. David, Labor has opposed uranium mining in the past in the state. How likely is it that the Yeelirrie mine will go ahead under the current state government?
Well, Labor went into the last state election reassuring those who had potential projects, because there are no uranium mines in WA at the moment, but they were saying, look, if they have been approved, we're not going to prevent them from going ahead. But there is this debate within the Labor Party, the left and right factions up against each other, the left saying that there's no way that these uranium mines will go ahead, including Yeelirrie, but the minister responsible and the McGowan government has been at pains to ensure that companies aren't scared off from investing in WA.
Reporter David Webber in Perth.